Outside the Box is here again, trying to be upbeat rather than beat up. Today's topic is Lessons Unlearned. My father came to this country in 1921 as a teenager to escape the Soviet military draft and pogroms against Jews in Lithuania. For that reason, I've always felt a kinship with those from other countries who are recent immigrants to the U.S. Like my father, they usually came not just for a better life, but also because they could not stay in the country of their birth. There should be affinity between current generations and their immigrant ancestors, most of whom came to these shores with few resources and maybe a suitcase or just the clothes on their backs. If the U.S. had not been so willing to take in immigrants over the last 250 years or longer, almost all of us would have been born somewhere else instead of in this land of too much. But many in this country are not supportive of newer generations of immigrants, many of whom, for various reasons, cannot stay in their country of origin. There's racism, not wanting those with darker skins. There's opposition to those who are undocumented, even though the need for them as workers is huge, and the U.S. immigration system is limited to small numbers. There's fear of losing a job, even though most immigrants do jobs that no one else wants to do, and for low wages as well. Being the child or grandchild or great-grandchild of immigrants used to be a lesson in respecting immigrants. Not anymore. Lesson unlearned. Being a Jew in this country meant remembering the Nazi genocide against Jews during World War II. I lost about 75 relatives on my father's side, all of whom were murdered during the Holocaust. I'm repelled and want to stop any other situation of genocide anywhere in the world. And I would hope that Jews worldwide, whether in the U.S. or Israel or somewhere else, would be disgusted by a genocide of anyone and work to end it. But most Jews these days are quiet concerning the Israeli genocide against Palestinians. Do they think it's okay to be a perpetrator of a genocide instead of a victim? I hope not, and probably they would say no too. But they're excusing the same kind of violence in the name of safety for Israel that led to the deaths of many of their relatives. The Nazis saw Jews as a threat, just as Jews see Palestinians as a threat. Another lesson unlearned. Almost no one would excuse the enslavement of black people by whites in this country, or the theft of land and genocide of native and indigenous people since the arrival of whites 400 to 500 years ago. When I was a child, I was taught to say you're sorry when you hurt someone, whether accidentally or intentionally. I'll bet we were all taught that lesson. But there have been few apologies, let alone offers of reparations, for the wrongs done to blacks and native people in this country for centuries. Lesson unlearned. And in kindergarten, I was told to quote-unquote clean up your own mess. Dutifully in school, I would try to clean up whatever mess I thought I made. I like to think I'd do that today, too, but I'm not always as good as I should be. And in my daily walks around my neighborhood in Bangor, I see plenty of messes that have been left for someone else to clean up. There's also plastic in the oceans, rivers, and in the woods, returnable bottles and cans strewn around, and corporate and industrial waste that poisons humans, animals, birds, and fish. I guess clean up your mess only applies when it pays or is convenient to do. Lesson unlearned. There are other lessons, some of which are mentioned in Robert Fulghum's book, All I Really Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. Don't hit people. Play fair. Share everything. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What lessons have you followed? Are there any you have unlearned? I'm Larry Danziger, trying never to forget basic lessons of respect for myself and others.